Hello, good
Yo,
afternoon.
is DJ Tattoos the man that's trying to figure out his plan?
It's E-Money over here.
So I know it's been a while. It's been life has hit sometimes, and sometimes you gotta put some stuff off, but we definitely we're back. We're gonna be back on a grind.
Back and trying to bounce back.
Exactly. But yeah, so what we're today's topic is kind of I don't know, I guess you can call it a little bit short and sweet, but we're also going to be getting a little bit on into subtopics about our because a lot of things have happened, I guess you could say, within our own personal businesses. So it's looking pretty good on my side, I guess you can say. I guess Eric, how about yourself? If you want to kind of give a little bit of input on what you're about your business and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely. Well, everything so far is so good, and I'm just maintaining two clients at the moment. And I feel like for right now, that's what I need for just learning the business, getting stuff done, and just figuring out how to make just advertisements. That's all I'm trying to learn on at the moment. And since most of that work is online, I'm also like doing like shop, trying to learn like Shopify's like stuff. I don't know if you've heard of that, but it's in similar stuff almost. I make advertisements for these little shops that I make and sell like online products. But yeah, but just maintaining these two clients and eventually, hopefully, I'd say maybe in 2 months, I'd be looking for two more clients, maybe three more.
And they
But
expand itself.
I just want to perfect my craft at the moment. So it's just, it's that patience time,
Yeah, I definitely feel that. I mean, so what is your, I guess, your avenue of clientele, or is it just kind of up in the air for just anybody who needs your service?
Yeah, pretty much anyone who needs advertisement for their company and just are looking for more leads, more clientele, I'd say just reach out to me and maybe we can talk and see what we can do. I'm not saying that I might always like be able to work with you. Like that's why we set up meetings, we talk. I prepare myself well for them too because I don't want to sell myself short either. So it's like there's like so I know how to attack it, how to come about it, and I have services for all kind of people. Like right now, my first one is a countertop, and the other one is like a little cafe spot. So just
Dope, dope. That's
those are to two completely different like fields in the business. Or ones I'm like for one of them, I'm just creating leads, trying to get people to like get their services and like get stuff done. And then for the other one, I'm trying to get clients and people into the store. So like we're doing rerunning sales. Make ads for sale, like and stuff like that.
Oh yeah, so I guess I don't know if you really want to get into like the whole the breakdown, because I know we've talked about both of our businesses before, but what is like your breakdown? So say if like you're making an ad, is it more going into just kind of Photoshop and just making your own thing, or is it just kind of like you have your steps of how to do it?
Yeah, so are you asking like how I make the ads or like how do I go about like making ads for a client?
Well, yeah, I guess the question is a little like a two-headed monster, but like I guess it's really, how do you make the ads? Do you do it like all through like a certain
Yeah, there's
app?
plenty of ads. So yeah, there's you can make ads on Canva. Let me pull up my laptop real quick. So I use Canva mostly for ads. It's almost like Photoshops and stuff, and like for the cafe spot, they also have a grocery. I use a poster my wall, and then they give you could either use the free ones that they give you, or you can there's you can pay a little bit and you'll get more designs, more stuff so you can use to make a better ad and all that.
I'm definitely familiar with Canva. I definitely that's a lot of when I at the time that I was trying to really build my name for tattooing or tattooing for DJing for DJ now I Canva was definitely my best friend. Like I used to try to create everything on there, and a lot of people think that you need to spend money on those type of things to actually make something work. But if you
Not
learn how
really.
to really, yeah, if you really learn how to use the app, you definitely can get away with just using the free ones.
Yeah, and they give you enough effects, enough stuff that you can do. Plus, all you're doing is just adding stuff together, and boom, boom, you're fine. Yeah,
Right.
Canva's one of my top ones. If not, also I like to outsource my work too, dude. I'm not gonna lie. So like, I might hop on Fiverr, or I might hit up someone locally, and if I know that they're not busy and stuff like that.
Right, that's dope. So yeah, I guess is it just you right now, or are you looking to expand like work wise
It's
or?
me. I mean, for at the moment, like I said, since it's just like a process right now, it's just me. So I'm just doing the work from home. It's not like I gotta be on site all the time for them.
Right.
So but yeah, it's just since I got two, I can handle two. Maybe
Right.
once I get like more, I'm looking to expand. But like, I'm gonna build a team. I'm planning on building a team. So that's where my process is. Like, I'm trying to network and like, just find people who can just like
Do what you
do
do.
like yeah not that in general. Like, I'm like, I need people who are just like kind of just influencers in a way. People like, I need photographers, I need someone who's good with editing, you know what I mean? So like,
Yeah.
then I can just keep the work to myself, and then I can just do it. I don't have to outsource. I just have the team, and we can just build, and then this is just straight income.
You try to make like a power team, like the Avengers or something.
Most definitely. But
Right.
we gonna all kill Thanos though. We're not
Yeah.
gonna.
But yeah, I mean, what else do you plan on getting into besides, your social media business that you're kind of running with right now?
For 2019, I got a lot in store. A lot of just moves that I'm trying to make. So hopefully I get into real estate, either investing in real estate, or just like learning a little bit on how to, invest into it.
Right.
And also this, I don't know if you've heard of I mentioned it just earlier, but the Shopify thing, which is just like selling like stuff and putting them on yourself as your own, like your own store, and then you promoting them yourself on Facebook and all that.
So Shopify is just kind of like a, in a way, kind of like Facebook market, right? But in a better context and better like platform.
Well, Shopify, it's like a different, it's an app, it's like a website and app itself too. But it's like an online thing where you can connect. It's a big old thing that I probably don't even want to get into at the moment, because then it's just
Right.
like people are just gonna be like, oh, take the
We're
idea.
gonna have to chop it up
So
after this. We're definitely gonna have to. I'm interested in that.
yeah, for sure, definitely. No, yeah, it's something I've been looking into for almost about a year, but it never really like struck me as, like, I thought there's more potential in this as in the social media marketing agency,
Right.
I feel like, than there is at the moment. But we'll see where we're at. We'll figure it
Right.
out.
But yeah, oh, and kind of going into like the whole DJing thing I was talking about before, me and Eric have definitely put together playlist on my YouTube channel. I'll definitely, when I post this on social media, I'll definitely post the links to that. If you need some motivation, I mean, if you some music wise, like, if you need some Nipsey, if you need some Gates, whatever you need, we got it. We put together, I think it's a dope list. It's not the craziest list, it's about 40 plus songs, motivation, workouts. I mean, it's good. I like it with that one. So if you definitely need that, wait for the link when I post that. And yeah, kind of like myself, Eric, you hear kind of he's kind of making his foot, his platform and stuff like that. And with myself, I was talking about before that I got into investing. I'm working with a company called iMarkets Live. If a lot of people don't know that, we're working with foreign currencies. Foreign currency is pretty much it's 50 times larger than the original stock market, just because currency is always in a constant either upward motion or downward motion. So currency is always gaining value or losing value, and I work with that. I actually really learned how to expand my team because the company that I work with, they actually give you an opportunity to expand and work to work with other people, teaching them, pretty much learn, teaching them how to duplicate what you've learned and doing it better. So like Eric saying he wants to expand out and make different type of, have different type of people on his team. I'm trying to keep it as basic as possible. So if I can teach people how to trade and teach people how to build their own teams, you know, a lot of people will say that sounds like a pyramid scheme, which a lot of people don't understand that pyramid scheme are illegal in the United States. So that's, you know, and if you don't believe me, you can Google search it. But yeah, no, I've definitely have made a huge upside of profits on the investing. It's looking good for myself. I hope within the next few months.
Can you go in into your successes? Like, did you have failures? Like, maybe go in a little bit about how, you know, how the road's been so far. Because how long have you been in it?
Yes, 2.5. No, not at all. But
okay, so that's not too long at all.
Like I was saying, the area for investing into currencies is huge. So if you do lose, like, don't get me wrong, I think the most I've lost was, I think $15. Yeah, in total, because I'm a very detailed kind of person when it comes to learning a new craft. So I really, because with the company, they give you a whole, like, pretty much like what I like to call is a toolbox of how to really invest and break down investing. We have opportunities like, you know, you sit down with the top earners throughout, like, the investing world, and they give you the breakdowns of how they trade. And they give you, you know, your own, like, pretty much cheat code of how to look at certain graphs. And then the Academy, which is my favorite thing, is like kind of like a textbook, but they give you examples of different styles of trading. And it really does help. It took me probably a week and a half to really kind of learn everything. And then what I do is I always go back and kind of refresh myself so I don't get lost in all like graphs and stuff like that. Because there has been times where I was just kind of saying I wanted to give up on it, but I'm pushing through it. And I definitely, since I have pushed through it, my team has seen that I'm pushing through it, and it makes them push harder. Like when I first started, I think I started off with, you know, investing only like $50, and I was kind of doing little penny stocks here and there, and it was just, it wasn't making enough money, but it was making good money. So yeah, it's definitely making the way of getting myself working out of a 9 to 5.
Yeah. Nice. Okay. What would you tell people who are like, cause I know if you find a banker, you can do the foreign exchange too. Is it just the knowledge behind it and like the support you guys provide? Is that what makes you guys, you know, maybe more, quote unquote, attractive? That makes sense. Like, is that what attracts people to you guys? Like, you know, like just being able to have that support for them and, like, you know, because I know people who are like, well, why join that if there you can just find a banker and do it that way?
Well,
I
was like, well, you make,
they, you know, they got a point too. But I mean, like, I like you guys are able to have that knowledge.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We have like the teams that you come across, the people that you come across through this company, they're not your typical like jackass people. You know what I mean? Like, you don't have to sit there and worry about, you know, putting on a fake face for these people. Like, they're all just like you. Like, a lot of people who I've worked with and who I've traded with, because we all meet up once in a while and we trade together just because we all want to make money. But they're all like ex-athletes. They're all people who are trying to be making money. And they realize that, you know, if not everybody eats, you gain people like haters who then see there's no reason to hate because everyone can make the same money in this opportunity, in the support around it. My boy Kessler, we're going to try to get him on here pretty soon. He's killing this game of investing, and I guess you could say the network marketing side of it too. He's just going crazy. Like, after he quit his job not too long ago, and he was making good money, 70 plus He was working at Cadillac
as a salesman. What was he working at before?
And he was making 70+ thousand a year. You know, Cadillac's an expensive car, so nice. He was making some pretty good money, but he didn't like the whole 9 to 5, the late hours that he was working. He thought he was just selling himself short. He got into it and he was on my case about it, like would not leave me alone about it. Finally, I started realizing that I do need to make a second source of income, because in the United States, you won't get rich off of making just one. Yeah, exactly.
Just right, having one.
Exactly. So, Kessler,
typical 9 to 5.
Man, he just went down to Miami. His money from investing has paid for all of that. The teams that we've came across too, as well as like, it's ridiculous. Like it's dope. Like all ex athletes, all people who are trying to see other people win, and also on top of that, it's like it the support and what you learn from it is what attracts people. A lot of people think, well, if you have to put money into it, it's not worth it. Well, you have to put money into a car to get somewhere, and usually that gets somewhere is a nine to five that you don't want to be at. So
facts.
Why not take the money that you don't have to put in your car, work from home for a little bit, and learn a trade, and now you can do what you really want in life.
Yeah, just think about that. You don't like you could possibly cut your hours a little bit more, and then just have side money coming, and that's your vacation money. You know what I mean? Like, you don't like that? Like, you can't just work on your phone for a couple hours? Like, how long do you have to be on your phone, would you say? Like, you'd have to be on all night?
I work,
or is it
with this probably 2 to 4 hours, like, depending on how I feel. Like, 2 to 4 hours, which is not a lot.
Okay. And it's not like you're
I probably get in.
Keep switching it.
Like,
back
I pull my trades in.
Stuff.
I'll look at it for a little bit. Get off. I'll do whatever I got to do. Yeah. Like, I usually go work out while I'm trading. And then I get back onto it. And then I'm like, oh, dang. Like, what's nice about it is that there's this thing called stop loss. Stop loss is pretty much like, if you're losing too much money, they take out your trade so you don't lose. They don't lose money, which
That's
is
cool.
a really,
it's which, a lifesaver.
Which really, yeah, because like if you're losing money, then you why continue to lose money? Like, they really give you that opportunity to like take it out, which is dope, which is really dope, because it's like when I first started, like I was scared I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm gonna lose all my money, but they took out all my trades that if I was losing too much money. That's how I ended up losing only $15. I was like, dope.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. That's what's up.
Yeah, so that's something that I really kind of put on to people. Is like, if you start trading, there's ways in our company that you won't lose a whole paycheck. You do, like, it's really hard to fail in this company, I guess you can say, like, unless you don't put in the work.
And it's not even like, you know, and you're just on your phone, really. Because do you guys all like have a group chat and you were like, yo, hit up this one. Hit up this
exactly.
One. Hit up this one.
And there's this app that they give you too. Like, they give you a whole bunch of apps, but the app that I don't really use it anymore because now I'm actually learning to trade, but they give you this app called Swipe Trade, and it's like Tinder for trading. So like, if you want it, you press the green button, puts your trade in, it puts your trade in. And if it starts to expand and it makes, say if you make, you know, 10 or like $25, they ask you if you want to continue to stay in the trade, or if not, they pull your trade out for you. Like, these are experts that we're working with that they give you an opportunity to make money.
That's nice, though. That's like for beginners and shit.
Yep. Dope. Yeah, it's dope. It's really dope. Like,
you're finna close the year up nice, then, hopefully.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely making the profits that I was.
You about to take a New Year's trip? Got about it.
I'm looking at New York. I want to go see the ball drop, man. That's like a big goal for myself.
That'll be lit. Yeah, definitely make that a goal for sure.
Yeah, that's a big. But I want to take like a, you know, a big like a friend trip and stuff. You know what I mean? Go out on a trip with a whole bunch of the homies and whatnot.
Yeah, that'd be lit. Out the country though, type shit.
that I'm trying to I'm talking about like how you say it? Puta Catan, is that how you say it?
Puta Catan.
Like it's like a resort type place down in I think it's like right off of Puerto Rico. But it's dope. It's dope. But I this Groupon had this big trip thing that I was looking at, and it was like for 7 nights, it's like $800 per person.
Oh, that's not bad.
And not at all. Like I was like not at all. Like I would love to go do that. Like I want to do a cruise. Like I have big goals. Like I want, instead of spending my money on, you know, all this flashy stuff, I'd rather go see the world and experience the world. And
definitely, that's, man, that's what I've been on, bro. I've been just, that's why every summer I make a trip somewhere, whether it be just a random place, a random city, I'm going to a different state every year. Like this year I went to like Portland. People were like, "Where are you going to Portland?" And I was like, "Shh, I'm gonna find out though."
Yeah, Portland's dope. A lot of
have a great food. The people are amazing. They're cool. They're like, they have like it's a weird style, but it's funny. It's like a big old St. Paul. Like if I would compare it.
Yeah, that's dope. No, I definitely got to get up. I have some family out in Portland. I'm definitely trying to go see again, but they love it out there. But yeah, I'm not. I mean, I guess like you said, you're trying to make some big power moves in 2019. I'm definitely trying to make some big power moves in 2019. St. Paul, I got something big coming for St. Paul. In 2019, that I think is going to actually really hit pretty high for myself and the investors that I'm getting involved in. We're looking to, I won't go into too much detail, but we're looking to open up a lounge, I guess you could say a hookah lounge type feel in St. Paul.
Oh, that'd be a vibe.
Yeah, it's about to be lit. We got some big moves that we're trying to make for it because it looks like it's gonna be in the future pretty soon here. So that's my big next step and getting involved in probably some, you know, like you are real estate, more investing for sure. Get back on the DJing stuff and all that other stuff.
For sure, man. Those are great moves too, man. I'd say anytime you can invest in a business, I'd say get your hands on it if you can. Whether it be a win or a loss, it's an experience and it's something, you know, something worthwhile.
Right, exactly. So I guess to kind of get off of what we're getting into, how to put it is what I've been looking into is if I'm going to own a business, how am I going to make sure my business doesn't fail? And I've been doing a lot of my research on that. So really, like Eric kind of said it before, like maintaining, how he's been maintaining and stuff like that. And when he means maintain, he doesn't mean just like getting into like keeping the money flow through and all that other stuff. He means making sure his employees are happy, making sure his customers are happy, making sure himself is happy. Because if you're not happy, your work environment is going to be trash. You know, there's making sure like every time you come into work, even though Eric's working alone, every time he's working with people or anything like that, he's making it as fun as possible. And that's really what I try to get onto is like every time I meet up with people on my team, I make sure that it's fun as possible. Like we always like,
you have to, man, you know, or else like it's like, because then it's like, why waste your time on something boring? You're not going to love it ever. So it's like, love it as much as you can and make it work as much as you can. You know, the opportunity, you know, is endless.
Right, exactly. So that's really and don't be afraid to ask for help. Like one thing a lot of people think is like their pride is too big for their own business. So they always like, well, I don't need help in this, I don't need help with that. Like, again, Eric hit it right on the head. He was talking about he wants to build a team of, you know, superstar people because he doesn't know everything. So if he learns how to get the right people at the right times, like he could, that's all that matters. And everyone eats equally and everyone makes the right Exactly. You know, the right move, everything like that, move as one instead of moving in different areas. Yeah, it's that's one thing that I really agree with. Like I really like try to emphasize on that. Just make sure you got a team who everybody in the team has a different aspect to bring to the table.
Yo.
And turn the whole life around, like turn the whole business around, because if I knew how to do everything, I wouldn't need a team. But I know that wouldn't be fun. Like having people around definitely makes sure you got the right people.
And like, yeah, just putting people, you know, helping people out, putting them on and stuff. I feel like that, you know, that should bring joy into like life, into your, you know, life and business too. You know, just seeing people eat, have, you know, and like living their life, not being able to work that night, you know, help someone else not be able to work that 9 to 5 too. Like, you know, that's my goal, you know, in general also. It's just like, just to help other people and, you know, give them part of my knowledge as I learn too.
No, yeah. Like there's too much free money out here not to.
Definitely. Take the opportunity, man.
Yeah, and that's what people are scared of, is taking opportunity. They're scared to restart and look like a failure instead of trying to really make power moves for themselves. Like sometimes you got to take some step backs to really get your boost forward and stuff like that. So that's like, somebody told me if you're watching a NASCAR race or something like that, which I don't know who watched a NASCAR race, because you're sick if you do. But like watching like a fast ass car take off, right? The car, the wheels spin backwards before you take off, because they're trying to build up as much power as it can to, you know, excel forward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. The momentum.
So that's how that's how I look at building a business, is like, you're a fast ass car, your tires move backwards
sometimes
before you got to move forward. Well, yeah. But
I know what you
like.
I
I'm trying to think of another analogy now that I think about. Not all cars tires move backwards.
But no. It makes sense, because you know there are some setbacks in life, and then you launch forward.
Right. Exactly. Sometimes you have to put yourself in a setback to actually make yourself, you know, expand forward. And that's one thing that people hate to do. Like they think that, okay, I'm making all these power moves. Well, now I have to take the step back and kind of view my power moves, see if they're the right moves. If not, then I need to, you know, step all the way away from it, you know, take some L's and then build up from it. Because no successful millionaire is going to tell you that they made millions overnight. Like, if they do, they're lying to your face. I promise you that.
Yeah, most of.
But yeah, I mean, is there anything else that you really want to like touch on, Eric? Like, cause I think like I got all my topics and what I wanted to kind of get out there. Cause
yeah, same. I feel like it was just more of just fill in about our business and just how we are kind of just maintaining business and how we just keep pushing it forward and just like trying to build. And I feel like hopefully whatever we said and whatever we're doing, you guys can try to portray that to yourselves and some advantage. If so, I'm not saying it's always, you know, nice and sweet, but you know, just put that effort in and you just, you know, the outcomes will show.
Right. Exactly. Whatever you put in, you're going to get out.
Yeah. 100%.
Simple as that. Like this is better than gambling. Like whatever you put in, you're going to get out. Your effort pushes a lot of stuff out of, you know, out of the slot machine. Instead of losing opportunities, you're gaining a lot more if you're putting in the effort, because people see effort.
Yeah.
And that's so, yeah, man. I think that's really kind of, you know, the end of the show. Definitely next Wednesday, possibly. This weekend will be a little busy for me, but definitely next week we'll definitely have some content. We might bring a guest on. Just got to kind of contact with some people. But other than that, I'm all good. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, for sure, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in, and talk to you guys soon. Hopefully this Wednesday, because we're trying to be a little bit more consistent.
Right.
All right, guys. All right. Have a good one.